Well, hello and welcome to The Profit Express. I am Tim Healy, and I'm inviting you to join me each and every week so together we can win the battle for business. Hey, as always, thanks so much for sharing some of your time with me today. Now, today's show is special because it's not just for the listeners, it's for me also. Maybe I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of the listeners, a lot of those entrepreneurs, small business owners, solopreneurs. I feel your pain. What is that pain? It's the frustration of building a brand in 2021. You know what I'm talking about. It seems that everybody's got a podcast, as I bring you this show on a podcast. It seems that everybody's got a blog. Everybody's on all the social platforms. And then you're asking yourself, well, how do I possibly break through the clutter? I'm running my business of the accounting firm, of the restaurant, of the florist. What is it that I can do to build my brand in what is becoming an ever-cluttered, saturated place to build brands in the digital platform that is now 2021? So I certainly feel your pain. I certainly feel your frustration. It's okay to feel frustrated, but here on the Profit Express, we've got to do something about it. Okay? I don't want your brand to become the nameless, faceless brand that's lost out there. No, that's not acceptable. That's why I'm very excited to have on today's guest. I'm very excited because he's also known as the brand doctor. He's Henry Kaminsky. He is the founder of Unique Designs. And he has an amazing process of creating some fantastic, highly successful brands. And yours could be one of them. But before we get into that, before I bring him on, as interesting and as exciting as his process is to help people just like you build your brands, your personality brands, your product brands, et cetera, he has a very interesting story as to how he got here. It started about 13 years ago, and I always love the entrepreneurial success story. About 13 years ago, Henry was designing nightclub flyers in Jersey, and it kind of caught on. He started to create some success. 36 months later, he did his first million in revenue. Then as he was on his way to building the multi-million dollar agency he now enjoys today, he almost lost it twice. But he's here to tell the story, of course, and he'll share that story with you. So it's a real pleasure to have on board the Profit Express, the brand doctor himself, Henry Kaminsky. Henry, how are you today?
Tim, what is going on? What an intro, man. You're a natural at this. I'm excited, man.
Well, thank you. And listen, I feed off the guests. So somebody like you, I know I have to bring it. I may be a natural, but I could certainly use a lot of your help with the brand, but that's why you're here today. Now,
it's a pleasure. I'm excited.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, before we get into, some of the details on a personality brand or product brand, I think it's very important to share the guest's story, their journey. And you have a very unique one. And you had a lot of initial success. You were enjoying that success. And it was in another interview that I watched not too long ago where you were sharing the story where you said, hey, you know what? My spending and my perception of where I was wasn't necessarily in line with my cash flow. And it kind of jammed you up a little bit. But it was kind of a pivotal, and I love the story, a pivotal moment that your wife helped you with that put you in touch with Russell Brunson. That made all the difference. Can you share that story, Henry?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is going back probably 10 years ago. Man, that time flies when you're having fun, right? going back 10 years ago, I was transitioning out of a lifestyle of nightlife and going out four or five times a week. With sure. My wife and doing all of that stuff. I started to get a little older. I was 30 and I was like, I don't know if I want to be doing club flyers when I'm 50 years old. And that, like, I don't know if I want to be a designer when I'm 50 years old. Mm-hmm. Like these thoughts started coming through my head and I'm like, what do I do? So right. I started to resent a lot of my work because I was like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Hmm. And what was happening was I started resenting my clients. I started self-sabotaging work and potential projects. Wow. And People saw it. I mean, I was a miserable SOB a majority of the day. And when I wasn't, I was sleeping. And what happened was I started to watch my bank account dwindle. I started to watch my clientele dwindle. Eventually, I had no more business, but I had to show everybody that I was still this super successful guy that started nothing from something.
Right.
Or made something from nothing. Right. And that's when it caught up to me. The lifestyle remained, but the cash flow didn't. And eventually I had to tell my wife that I was broke and broke in and I needed help. And that's when, you know, my wife was with me when I first started. I didn't have a pot to piss in, as they say in Jersey. So she saw the growth and she said, Henry, you have something here. Don't give it up. It's just, you finished one chapter and another chapter is about to start. So you need help. So let me help you and guide you in the right direction. So you start looking for the help instead of trying to put the 1,000-pound weight on your back still to make us all think that you're doing well and you're not.
Right.
I'd much rather you. And that's why I think we're still married to this day. And we're going to celebrate our 10-year anniversary.
Congrats.
In August. Thank you. Is because she loved me for who I was prior to all the success. And so that's what happened. So she pointed me in the right direction. Henry, you need help. Let's go find it. And that's when I really started to pay attention to becoming a better human being, becoming a better businessman. And I started to look for help. And I happened to bump into a dollar trial for this Facebook group, who I did have a dollar at the time. I wasn't that broke, but I had a buck and I went in and people were talking about digital marketing and funnels and click funnels. And
right.
That's how I learned about Russell Brunson, started listening to his podcast and then reached out to him for help. And then when I realized that this program was $25,000, I almost like,
ooh.
Ouch. I was like, yeah, I fell off my chair. I'm like, I don't have this kind of money. So they said, you know what? We have this $10,000 program. Tim, that was still a lot of money for me at the time. And I was like, and then this thought came into my mind. It's not if this program works, it's when this program works. You're going to look back and you're going to change a lot of people's lives because of this story. And so I didn't have the 10K, but I did have a lot of credit. So I put I gave him 5K on a credit card. And I said, if you could give me 5 months to pay off the rest, he would never do this deal now, by the way, but I'll do it. And so we jumped on a call, our first call, me and Russell, one-on-one, he's breaking down my business. I'm telling him my story. And within 20 minutes, we're both hysterical crying. And he says to me, Henry, I see a lot of you and me. I need help with branding. I want to get this business, ClickFunnels, to $100 million. I have 7 designers working for me. It's all a mess. Can you come in and help us? And so I said, sure. I said, well, you know, he asked me how much. And I said to myself, now I had no idea this was going to go down. So I'm like, all right, I'm into this guy 10 G's. I got to make this money back somehow. So I just threw out an arbitrary number, like, how's 6 grand? And he goes, done. Send me your PayPal.
Wow.
So fast forward, we did the work. He loved it. I stayed in the group. We worked together for a couple of months. He helped me see a big blind spot that I did not even see. And this is why I'm so passionate about personal branding now, because it's the one thing that helped me get to this 7-figure mark and get 14 years of business under my belt,
right,
as being an entrepreneur. What's he saying? Henry, I'm looking at your website, and it's not the website you see today. It was a website that I had just recently rebranded to get my positioning better. Mm-hmm, I spent $26,000 on that rebrand, but it was missing one thing. Me. He said, Henry, this is a beautiful website. This looks like it'll win awards, but where are you on this website? You're nowhere to be found. It's all your work.
Wow.
And I go, huh? And then he said, dude, you got one hell of a story. Your parents tried for 16 years to start a family, couldn't start a family. Finally, medicine gets better. Your mom goes in for a short surgery. You come out 9 months later, 2 years into your life, you almost die. They bring you back to life. And now you're here on borrowed time. And you realize this as you get older and say to yourself, I want to do something with my life. And you wind up going through the motions and figuring out that graphic design is one way to do that. And then that turns into this. Man, you got one hell of a story, and you never shared it with anybody?
Henry, you know what's amazing? And that's why I want to start with the story, because I heard it. I really appreciated it. But what you went through, a very humbling experience, that has to make you better at what you do. It has to make you a better business owner in helping you help your clients. And having that understanding and being transparent on the show today. So now let me.
And by the way, Tim, we could go a little bit longer. My wife actually is going to get our little guy. So where I normally have to bail out, I don't have to bail out because she covered me. So we could go a little longer if you want today. Just giving you I didn't get a chance to tell you that before we went live, but let's.
That's okay. Well, listen, your wife, I mean, she keeps helping. She's like your rock. I mean, she's been there from the beginning. She's helping you with getting the kids today. I mean, you got a fantastic lady there.
Well, she tells me what I need to hear, not what I want to hear.
And that's a hard thing for wives to do, by the way, because they don't want to hurt the husband's feelings or vice versa, right? And there's real value in that. She sounds like a terrific woman, obviously. So let me ask you this, and I'm speaking on behalf of myself, Henry, and my own brand as a business owner, you know, as a podcast host, and speaking to my clients, my friends, associates, it's like branding, and let me know if you sense this and you feel this with your clients, has become overwhelming today. Because as I said in the intro, it's everybody's got a podcast, everybody's got a blog, everybody's on all the social channels, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. How the hell do I stand out? Is that an accurate assessment? Because that's what I'm feeling personally.
Yeah, it is a very accurate assessment. And one of the things that I'll share with you today that has really helped me stay grounded and really help my clients get over that limiting belief that it's getting to be too crowded. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I should pivot. Maybe I should figure something else out. Here's the deal. You're right. There's a million podcasts out there, almost literally.
It's very depressing.
Right. Right. Everybody is on social media positioning themselves as an expert.
Right.
What do you do? And this may be elementary to some, but profound to others. The one thing that I would highly recommend all of us do is two things. One is get crystal clear on your vision and mission and purpose for what it is that you're doing. Understand who you're doing it for.
Mm.
And lastly, remembering to stay true to yourself. Okay. I've spent many, many months in funks because I was wishing for the next best thing when I had everything I've ever wanted in my life literally under my nose, but I couldn't see it because I just wasn't looking down. And I honest to God, Tim, I actually had this conversation with myself today when I was looking at my calendar, and the calendar was pretty clean this morning. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the gym. And after the gym, that's pretty routine. But after the gym, instead of flying home and diving into books, I'm going to go buy some grass seed. I'm going to go outside and I'm going to seed my lawn, and I'm going to go water it. Why? Not because I have to, it's because I want to, and I have the time to do it. I had this conversation with my father last week, and I said, Dad, I'm experiencing something that has been bothering me. I said, I'm feeling this like survivor's guilt post-pandemic. Because during the pandemic, I stopped everything that I was doing that I had planned. And I said, that's not what my audience needs right now. My audience needs to understand how to work virtually. And I did a hard stop. I spent months planning that content that was supposed to go down in March, April, and May.
Right.
I never published it. I stopped and I said, you know what? I'm going to give away all my shit for free. Excuse my language. Mm-hmm. I have a course I sell for $1,000. Take it. You need this more than I do right now. And I've really started to focus on what my audience needed. And it was how to survive online. And I had some big months last year, June, 100-something thousand, July, 100-something thousand, August, another big month, not quite six figures, but big. So now here I am. I've helped a bunch of people get through that, position themselves online, and it's a little quiet this month. And I tell my father, I'm like, is this luck? Is this like, I really feel like I should be busy and I should be doing something else, but the world is telling me you busted your butt last year.
Right.
Maybe you should enjoy this time, because the universe is giving it to you. And you know what my father said? My father said, you know what? I felt the same way. He was a shop steward for UPS for 33 years. One of the big things that he did, though, in his career was he was the liaison between the Teamsters Union and UPS.
Mm.
And he worked up the ranks where really UPS couldn't pull anything over on the Teamsters and vice versa, because my father was a pretty straight shooter, and he's still a big guy to this day. So nobody really messed with him.
Right.
But he said, I felt the same way because he said, I didn't let it get to my head though, but I knew that I had a position that was pretty, pretty, pretty remarkable. And he got to retire with almost 3/4 of his salary, if not more, at the age of 55. So
wow.
He retired really young for his career. And he said, you know, I felt survivor's guilt too. I felt like I should have been working until I was 65 at a minimum. And so I looked at it and said, are you going to keep playing the victim here? Oh, survivor's guilt. Or are you going to really appreciate and be grateful of the blessing that the universe gave you? And that's the ability to wake up on a random Wednesday and go seed your lawn at 10:30 in the morning when most people are on their way to work.
You know what?
Like, God.
As we're into this interview, and I've had a hard time myself. This is almost like a session for me, Henry. This interview is taking a turn. Where, you know, your wife kind of tapped you on the shoulder and said, hey, you know what? You know, you need help. You need to kind of recalibrate. It puts you in touch with Russell Brunson. Then he shows you, hey, you've got this story. You've got this personality, but nobody knows. You got a great website that doesn't let the world know who you are. And the point I'm getting to, Henry, is I think today, especially post-pandemic, because it affected a lot of people in a lot of different ways, I think it's shown us the importance of being true to who we are. And I think in a big way, let me know if this makes sense to you, it can have a very profound impact on our brand, our personality brand. But I think we have to, and this is what I want you to talk about next, if you could. Mm-hmm. And I have a hard time myself. Having the courage to brand your personality. How does somebody begin? Like, if you're an accountant, do you have an accounting firm? Okay. They're not going to think, oh, I've got some, you know, personality worth branding. But everybody, I'm a huge believer, everybody's got a story. So take us through the process, Henry. How does somebody begin to say, hey, you know what? I've got a story, it's worth sharing, and it's going to help the people who need to hear it?
Yeah. So that's a great question. So one of the things that I take my Brand Accelerator clients through is the founder profile. And that's one of the beginning, that's one of the first parts of the workshop of the program. And the big question that I have, or the big questions I have for them, is question number one, what makes you different than anybody else that does what you do? Okay. And I'm not talking about product, service, process. Mm-hmm. That's all, that could all be duplicated. What's the one thing that makes you different? That's question number one. Question number two is, what got you into this line of business in the first place? You got to remember why you started. It's very easy to get that forgotten when you start getting hit with all of the, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, or I got to do
right,
this.
Right,
right. Right? And then the last question is, what higher mission are you on? That is truly the rock foundation to build your personality brand on. Okay? We have to understand it. And then the other thing is this. What makes you credible? Like, I'll give you a quick example, and I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, so I won't say any names. I was on a podcast last week, and I asked the woman, she had this super strong Russian accent to the point where I was having some difficulty understanding her.
Okay.
And I said, what do you do? And she goes, I coach people how to do TEDx talks. And I go, in Russia? I hope so. Because I could barely understand you.
Yeah. Right.
All right. And this is where my jersey's going to come out. So I apologize in advance for some people. It may be too much for someone.
That's all right.
Some people. But I immediately said to myself, what gives you the credibility to coach people to be TEDx speakers when I could barely understand your English? So that's a problem, because there's a lot of people out there that think they're experts. They want to be experts. They want to be influencers. They want to be authorities, but they don't have the credibility or authority or expertise yet. And they're taking people's money.
Yeah, but you know what you gave her? Well, sure, people, there's charlatans and there's snake oil salespeople out there to this day, unfortunately. But what you gave her was truth, and you told her what she needed to hear, which unfortunately a lot of consultants, they don't do today. All right, I would love to get your take, since you're, you know, immersed in the world of branding, and branding is such a critical topic today for all the reasons we've been discussing so far today. And again, today's guest, Henry Kaminsky, aka the brand doctor, founder of Unique Designs. And there's no more reason to be frustrated about branding if you are that small business owner listening or that entrepreneur listening, because we have the source of so many great ideas today in Henry. Tell me a few of what are the absolute critical, like one or two for each, Henry.
Yep.
branding do's and branding don'ts for personality brands. What do you got?
Okay. So some do's. Demonstrate your expertise. It's huge, guys. Like, if you follow me on Instagram, you will notice that I take little snippets of client work, one-on-one workshops that I do with my Brand Accelerator clients. And I don't give away proprietary information to protect my client, but you see me working with the client. You see the aha moments that my clients get when they work with me. I also showcase the design side of things because we're known for premium brand identity design. So if your brand isn't looking the part online that it should to attract the premium client that you're looking for, this is what we do. We level it up, right? I showcase before and afters. I showcase the stories of how a brand was struggling and how we were able to transform their identity. And now they're attracting much higher quality clients. So demonstrate your expertise. The don'ts. That's one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Another do. All right. Let's do another do. Another do. Truly understand who you are trying to serve. The biggest problem that my clients face is they think they know their audience. They think they know who they want to serve, but they don't. Because when I start to ask deeper questions like, what is your advocate client's advocate, meaning top 80% of your client base? What are their strengths in life? What are their weaknesses in life? What is the compelling event that happened in their life that actually want that now they're seeking a service or product like yours? What makes them reach out? Like, what specifically made them engage in reaching out to you? Why do they keep coming back? What values push and inform their decision making?
Right?
They don't know their clients as well as they think they do. So when you can know your clients better than they know themselves, if you can articulate their problems better than they could articulate them to you, you've got them as a client. So those are some do's, right? Some don'ts. One of the things that I made a mistake in the past was focusing in on the follower counts and the viewership and the viewer and the views and the and that, like, that's all vanity.
The vanity metrics.
I'm really focused. It's a big vanity metric.
Yeah.
It'll trip you up. You know what people really want? They want the truth. You know what people really want? They want you to talk with them, not at them. So what you're doing today, just by having this show and we're dialoguing, we're going back and forth and you're broadcasting this to hundreds of people, thousands of people, you're talking with them, right? So engagement is big. And I'll go back 1 second and talk about a do. You want to engage your audience as much as possible. So if you have an email list, if you have a platform that you feel really comfortable on, make sure that you're working with your audience. So I do live streams on YouTube and Facebook, on multiple Facebook accounts every Monday and Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern. You could tune in like you tune in to Ellen, right? And we have the live audience that participates. You know, we have really cool guests come on, like Patrick Bet David, and we had, who'd we have? David Meltzer. And we have a ton of big names on the show. I mean, we're going on 500 episodes. So you're going to get some big players on the show when you're doing that many shows.
And these are on your YouTube channel?
This is on YouTube. And I have a podcast too called the Brand Doctor Podcast. So every Monday, Wednesday, like clockwork, 2 p.m. Eastern, I do a live show with a co-host. And today we talked about personal branding and college athletes. Now they're going to be able to leverage their personal brands and make money and endorse deals while they're in school. It's going to be huge.
But
the point was, I told my audience, I go, I know you guys aren't college athletes, but let's showcase personal branding at a national level now. Like, this is getting national attention. And let's pay attention here. This is one big trend that I'm seeing a lot of companies, especially nowadays. I've been doing this for 14 years, so I know. But when you're an expert, you see trends. And the biggest trend that I see is personality brands transitioning into business brands. And the personality brand morphs into a brand that becomes way bigger than them.
Right? What, I remember, wasn't it Kylie Jenner who did that with, she had that lipstick line or whatever it was. She built an amazing audience before she ever had her first, you know, piece of product. So that's exactly what you're discussing. Yeah. That's fascinating nowadays.
Yeah, it was funny. This is in, let me keep it personal brand, because there was some really cool branding stuff that I heard on my walk this morning. I always listen into, I'm always tuned in on my walk every morning. But let's talk about the Jordan brand. The Jordan brand is a subsidiary of Nike, obviously. You guys know that.
Yeah.
But the Jordan brand itself has a larger valuation than the entire company of Under Armour. So the Jordan brand alone is bigger than Under Armour.
Did not know that.
It's crazy how Jordan, long after he's gone, that Jumpman silhouette logo will live on for hundreds of years after he's gone. And that's the power of personal branding. Look at LeBron James. I'm talking about anomalies here, but this is like, right? LeBron James just got, I think Forbes mentioned that he is now a billion-dollar personal brand. So there is a lot of upside to investing in your personal brand. The big question that I have for everybody is, what do you want to do with it? What are you trying to do with it? Okay. So I have a little mission that I'm on that people ask me, like, what's your next chapter? Well, the business is working so autonomously. This is pretty much all I do all day, is I do interviews and I work with clients one-on-one on the strategy side. And then my team does a lot of the heavy lifting when it comes to brand identity and stuff. So I am right in my sweet spot. I am right where I love to be. And when you can stay in your zone of genius and have everything else working behind you, that's when you feel like you've gotten to a certain level, right? But here's sort of my personal mission of this brand. My son is 4 years old and he is way ahead of his time. And I'm sure you talk to any parent, they're going to say the same thing. But this kid's pretty sharp at, well, he's turning four. I keep thinking, he's
not yet
still
four.
Three.
Right.
Yeah, he's still three. But there's going to come a time in this kid's life where he's going to be very curious of what his dad does.
Yeah. Okay.
He's going to start Googling his dad's name. He's going to start watching stuff. He's going to start listening to things. He's going to start reading things with his dad's name on it.
Sure.
And my big mission in life, because I didn't have this as a kid. Unfortunately, my parents went through a horrible divorce. My father wound up raising me on his own, but you know, this guy was working four jobs just to make sure that he had food on our table. So I didn't have the stepping stones and the life guidance, if you will, that I wish I did, because I probably wouldn't have made those financial mistakes. I probably would have grown up with a hell of a lot more confidence than I had. And I learned at a later age, late 30s. I'm 40 now, but it wasn't until my late 30s that I started to really feel confident in who I was as a person.
Right.
Right. So everything that I do, including this interview, is a stepping stone and a little breadcrumb that I'm leaving behind, because I'm not going to be here forever. None of us are. For my son, so that he can be proud of his dad, but also the little message, whatever he takes from today's conversation, will be a learning lesson for him so that he don't make the same mistakes I did. So that's my bigger mission. And I feel, and I'm a firm believer that the more people that I help find their true potential, help them monetize their expertise online, help them create an online presence that they're proud of, that gives them the confidence to go on and help their people, my son is going to benefit from that. And what you give to the world is what you get out of it.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. I mean, and think about a why. You know, so much has been spoken of the why. Why are you doing this? A compelling reason why, you know, Simon Sinek, et cetera. Talk about a powerful reason why for you in doing what you're doing and kind of knowing. I get this sense in just having met you now through this interview that that why that you just described, Henry, as far as it being part of the legacy for your son as he gets to know you and learn from you many years from now, it guides you every day. I mean, that's the sense I'm getting. That's talk about a powerful driver each and every day. Listen, I want to squeak one more question in, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
And again, thank your wife for taking care of the kids and giving us a little extra time. I appreciate that.
You got it.
Since you are immersed in the world of branding, it's obviously a huge part of what you do. I always like to ask a question like this: who is the one brand out there that excites you, that's doing it right, that maybe people can look and follow at and get some inspiration from? Who would that be for you today?
Personality brand or brand in general?
I'm going to say personality, because we spoke a lot about the personality brand specifically today. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have my pulse on The Rock, you know, Dwayne Johnson.
Sure.
He's a phenomenal human being, and I love that he comes down to your level when, right? I love that. Kevin Hart is another one. I think his mouth got him in trouble. Not too long ago, but I've been there. I know what that feels like. And I appreciate what he did. I did. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he is true to himself and he's true to the world. And that's why he's having the success that he's having. So those guys, another guy that I'm watching closely is another comedian, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh yeah.
This guy, right? He's been a comedian for 24 years. And the past 2 years has been probably his pinnacle.
Yeah.
Right. And people don't know that. Right. They think he's just showing up. No, he's been around 24 years. So these are some of I happen to love to laugh. So I'm in the comedy space. I'm always checking out different comedians, because comedians are personal brands. They're solopreneurs, if you will. And right. So I'm always looking. But to your point, I just want to make sure that we hammer home and tie this up in a nice bow before we jet. You asked the question, with the crowdedness of what's going on these days, how does one stand out? I just gave an example, and I just hope that you and your audience picked up on it. By me sharing my story of what my business means to me and why I'm doing what I'm doing, that's ultimately how you stand out, you know? And again, I think a lot of people forget the power of social proof and testimony. You know, I'm proud to say that I am one that helped ClickFunnels hit $100 million in revenue. because of my branding expertise. And I'm not doing this. I'm not patting
myself. It's okay. You can. It's all right.
but one of the things that I want more people to do is stop talking so much about yourself and start talking about how you've helped other people. Right? I don't know if you can see it behind me, but it looks like a CD underneath. You got a CD.
Yeah. In the corner. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. In the corner there. So that is a exclusive design I did for Jon Bon Jovi for his fan club after serving him and his team for 2 world tours, helping him design all of his branding material to help him generate e-commerce revenue for his fan club. Like, that doesn't happen overnight, right? That happens when you connect with the right people, you do the right thing, you do more than what you're asking for. You know, how Russell Brunson really became a client for 2.5 years was when I went to him and said, I hate your podcast cover. It sucks. I redid it. Here it is. I don't care if you even use it, but here it is. And two months later, he hit me back up and said, hey, do you have those files? We're redoing the podcast and we want to use that. And then that day, it was Thanksgiving morning, he hit me up and said, I need you to rebrand us, like to really keep our branding consistent. Had I not done that podcast cover for free, I wouldn't have got that business.
But you see, you weren't afraid though, that as a business owner, you know it, I know it. A lot of business owners might've stepped back. A lot of consultants might've stepped back because they would be afraid to push the envelope. But in your heart, in your gut, you knew that was the right thing. That makes all the difference.
I didn't know what was going to come out of that. I honestly didn't. He could have, like, again, 2 months went by. He didn't do anything with it. So I was like, oh, well. Same thing with getting the call from Jon Bon Jovi's brother. I was working with his brother doing some nightclub stuff because he owned a couple restaurants. I think John helped get going. And John just happened to walk into the restaurant, look down, and he saw a piece of my work. And he asked his brother, who the hell's this? Oh, that's Henry. And then and that's how I remember that day when Matt called me and he was like, yeah, my brother liked your work. He's got some work for you. This is what we want to do. And I was like, all right, let's do it. So being from Jersey and working with an icon from New Jersey like Bon Jovi is like something that, you know, is going to go on to live way after me. But the point that I want to make to everybody is don't say it to like boost your ego. Say it to showcase that this is how you're impacting people's lives. This is how you're changing people's lives. This is the results that people are getting from the fruits of your labor. And don't be afraid to showcase that. I didn't do that for many, many years and it caught up to me. And to this day, my old developer said to me, and this is way before I had the skill set that I have today, I'm 1-2 years into the business. He said, Henry, the reason why you're getting all this work is because people love you.
You know
quite
what?
Honestly, your work sucks. but they like you. And that gave me the confidence to just continue to master my craft. And then eventually my skill set matched up to my personality. And then boom, you know, history was made.
Henry, first of all, I want to thank you for coming on today. I was excited to have you come on. I knew it'd be a great show, right? I'm not just saying that. But as you said, hey, Tim, you know, we should wrap this show up. I want to make sure that the listeners that you understood, you know, to kind of put a bow on it. And as you were describing that scenario, that story, I had an epiphany. And as somebody who struggles with branding, right? Although how great is this logo and this coffee mug, huh? Talk about branding. I'm kidding. So here's the epiphany. There are thousands of accounting firms, restaurants, clothing lines. You know the deal. But what I got from you more than I've ever gotten from anybody else, and I've had a lot of experts, I've read tons of books on the subject, is it really hit home. And I thank you for that personally, Henry. And on behalf of my guests, I thank you. Is there's 1,000... businesses, manufacturers, but there's one you. And like you just said, your work was, it was crap. It was just okay. But everybody likes you and they follow you. And then finally your skill set matched you. So bam, that was the epiphany. I thank you, Henry.
You're very welcome. I knew it would take, sometimes it takes the end of the show to grab that nugget. But
that's all right.
Nugget was getting dropped. Yeah, it was getting dropped.
That's all right. How can people, real quick, how can people follow you?
Yeah, so the Brand Doctor podcast is a great way to get me in your ear. But my YouTube channel, The Brand Doctor, I mean, if you just Google The Brand Doctor, you're going to find me. You know,
awesome.
I've created a website now. It's Unique Designs with a Z at the end, not an S, .net. And that is essentially the hub. And this is what I build out for clients is essentially your online hub where somebody could come to one place and pick their journey. And so if you just go there, you'll be able to get access to all my social platforms, tons of free resources, and get to know me a little bit more. And maybe I can help you.
Well, you've certainly helped a lot of people today, Henry. I want to thank you again. Thanks for being on board.
Thanks,
and this is The Profit Express. As always, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Get ready. Each and every week, we're dropping new shows, just like today's show with Henry Kaminsky, a.k.a. The Brand Doctor, founder of Unique Designs. Listen and download every Wednesday. And until next week, we're going to be winning the battle for business.